SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran fired a new wave of missile attacks at Israel today, killing at least 8 people. Israel warned hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Tehran to evacuate ahead of its expected new strikes. CNN political contributor Scott Jennings, observing from Amman, Jordan, says it began when Israel attacked Iran's nuclear infrastructure.
What Israel has done in the last few days, creating complete air supremacy over Iran, taking out the senior military intelligence leadership of the country. And they've got this regime on the run, and for good reason, because they're on the brink of developing a nuclear weapon. And for Israel, this is an existential threat.
Jennings appearing today on the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. Charles A. Ledesma reports ahead of the International Atomic Energy Agency has provided an update concerning measurements of radioactivity in Tehran after Israel's strikes.
At a briefing in Vienna, Rafael Grossi says levels outside the complex are presently normal,
indicating no external radiological impact to the population.
The IAEA chief stresses, however, that within the facility, there's both radiological and chemical contamination.
The radiation primarily consisting of alpha particles.
Grossi's main concern inside the complex is the chemical toxicity of a gas called uranium hexafluoride. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another has been taken into custody. Ending a nearly 2-day search, Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz made the announcement last night.
After a 2-day manhunt, 2 sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter. That's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt.
And Bolter is now charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. This is SRN News. The British Medical Association sparking a new controversy.
The nearly 200-year-old organization is proposing that doctors in the United Kingdom be released from the requirement that they report pedophilia to the authorities if they believe that the relationship is, quote, consensual. Parents groups, conservative politicians, and Christian leaders are all decrying the BMA's plan, calling it irresponsible because it is not possible for a child to give consent to having a sexual relationship with an adult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Satanic Temple of Iowa has filed a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday display. Back in 2023, the group's holiday observances garnered national attention after a man destroyed their Iowa State House display, which at the time depicted a life-size image of Satan that had been permitted along religious decorations and a Christmas tree. This is SRN News. A weekend tragedy in West Virginia.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain Saturday night killed 5 people in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews on Sunday were searching for people who were missing as authorities assessed damage to roads, bridges, natural gas lines, and other infrastructure.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Officials said 2.5 to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half an hour on Saturday. That led to those flash floods. The Trump family company says it's launching a mobile phone company all its own. Eric Trump says the new company would build its own phones and maintain a call center in the U.S. The new business follows several real estate deals for towers and resorts in the Middle East, including a golf development in Qatar announced back in April, and a number of projects in Vietnam, including plans to build golf courses, hotels, and real estate projects. More details at srnnews.com.